Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, me again, and I'm back.
Thank you guys for listening in, and welcome to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Guys, it's Friday. It's a beautiful day outside, but I understand that in other parts of the city, there's been huge thunderstorms. We haven't seen any here, but at least not yet, but we haven't seen any here. We're still dry. But there's thunderstorms all over the city tonight, this evening, and it's just weird how these thunderstorms just pop here and here and here, where it seems like if it'd be a storm, it'd be all over the place, you know, at the same time. But they just, and that's what they call isolated thunder showers. Thank you guys for listening to the show. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. call in and voice your opinion. Talk about whatever you want. Today is free for all Friday. All lines are open. Anyone can call into the show and talk about whatever you want. I'll listen. And I might even comment on something that you might have to say. All right? 818-301-5834. Thank you guys for listening in, those who are listening via cell phone and those who are listening online at blogtalkradio.com on my show page. Those who are on my show page right now, there's an icon there that says follow this show. Click on that icon and set it up however you want to be able to follow the show on like a daily basis, Monday through Friday. You'll get daily show notes about the show that'll let you know when we're having an episode and what it's about, so that you'll never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. Okay. We're also on Facebook. If you go into your Facebook account and type in the search page there, type in The Frank Williams Show. The Frank Williams Show. And our show page should come up there, and go ahead and do your thing on Facebook and become a friend of the show. Twitter, if you have a Twitter account, you can follow us on Twitter at The Frank W Show. Twitter at The Frank W Show. And find our page there and follow us on Twitter as well. That means whether you're on Twitter, Facebook, or Blog Talk Radio, you'll never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. Okay? Now, today is Friday. I mean, it's the weekend for most people. You know, then most people are off on the weekends. So, it's the weekend. And I hope you guys are planning to have a safe weekend so that you can get back to work on Monday and take care of your families. But so be safe over the weekend, all right? Don't do anything too harsh. I know a lot of people party on Friday nights like crazy, but try to party and then, you know, get to the bed. And don't party too hard tonight. All right? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, today's episode is, of course, Free Fall Friday. Now, all lines are open, you know, for all subjects. I don't care what you want to talk about. Call into the show and talk about it. I'm going to do a few would you rathers. Okay? I'm going to do a few would you rathers. And I see a few more people joining the show. Welcome to the show. Now, would you rather drive 2,000 miles through a constant rain or drive the same distance in pitch darkness although your headlights work? Okay, would you rather drive 2,000 miles through a constant rain or drive the same distance in pitch darkness although your headlights work? I think the 2,000 miles might be, you know, the constant rain. Okay, that'd be my choice. That darkness is pretty tough. Okay, another one. Would you rather spend a full day with a severe case of grass itch from lying in the grass in shorts, or would you rather spend it tutoring yourself? I'm sorry. I gotta laugh about this one. I mispronounced a word. Okay, let's do it again. Would you rather spend a full day with a severe case of grass itch from lying on the grass in shorts, or would you rather spend it torturing yourself not to scratch 15 scabs that itch like crazy and are just starting to peel off? Spend a full day with a severe case of grass itch from laying in the grass in shorts, or spend it torturing yourself not to scratch 15 scabs like crazy, and it is like crazy. I don't want to torture myself. That's for sure. So I choose the first one. Spend the day with a severe case of grass itch. Okay. Would you rather own only a collection of clothes that fit perfectly, but is made from shag carpeting, or would you rather always have all of your clothes be soaking wet when you put them on? I say own a collection of, own a collection of clothes that fit perfectly but made from shag carpeting, because putting on wet clothes every day, nah, that ain't going to work. Would you rather, after an epic sandstorm which totally buried your home in sand, have to clear the sand with a strong motor-powered leaf blower, or with a hand spade? I don't know what a hand spade is. What's a hand spade, guys? Hand, like your hand spade, S-P-A-D-E. What's a hand spade? 818-301-5834. A hand spade. I don't know what it is. Maybe it is a shovel. A shovel is in the shape of a spade, right? So maybe it's a shovel. That's a shovel. I'd rather have a strong, motor powered leaf blower to blow the house, blow the sand from around the house. Y'all know what I'm saying? I'd rather have that than be digging with a shovel. That ain't going to work. Okay, would you rather, while driving 70 miles per hour down the freeway, hear a noise and glance into the back seat to see a large live skunk arching its back and hissing at you, or look back and see a 4-foot-long alligator? Huh? I'm about to go with the skunk. Would you rather have to climb a 6-foot chain link fence every time you enter and exit your home, or have to blow up a queen size air mattress with your own lungs every night before you go to sleep? Would you rather have to climb a 6-foot chain link fence every time you enter and exit your home, or have to blow up, man? You're going to get a hole. You ain't going to be able to jump that fence after a while. And then when you get old, it's going to take you a couple of days to blow up that bed. Really no good choice there. Let's go to the next one. Would you rather, after discovering you left your wallet at home, have to panhandle transportation money to get home, or would you have to hitchhike? After discovering you left your wallet at home, have to panhandle transportation money to get home, or have to hitchhike? I'd probably panhandle. I think I can get some money out of some folks if I panhandle. Would you rather burst a huge bubblegum bubble all over your own mouth, nose, eyes, and hair before having to painstakingly pick it all off, or pick dried super glue off your own fingers after accidentally squirting a whole tube of it on your hands? I don't want pain, so I put it on my hands. I take that one. Thank you. Would you rather spend the night floating in an inner tube in the ocean, the water temperature at 68 degrees Fahrenheit, that's cold, or spend the night lost in the jungle in Costa Rica? I take the first one, Alex. I mean, inner tube in the ocean. They didn't say how big an inner tube. They just said inner tube. Spend the night floating in the inner tube in the ocean. Water temperature 68 degrees. I don't know. If you were stuck in the jungle for a night in Costa Rica, you lost in the jungle spending the night. So you don't know where to sleep. You don't know what's out there. You know you're in the jungle. I probably have to take the ocean. Y'all gonna come get me in the morning, right? Huh? Y'all gonna be there in the morning to pick me up, right? I'm gonna be in the ocean tonight. Tonight I go in the ocean when it get dark. I go in the ocean. Y'all drop me in the ocean. And then in the morning, first light. As soon as you can see me and I can see you, y'all picking me up, right? I could do the inner tube in the water, 68 degrees. Would you rather desperately want to sleep on a 6-hour plane flight but can't? Or, while taking a cross-country flight, sleep like a baby next to a person who sleeps with his head on your shoulder and drools heavily on your shirt? Desperately want to sleep on a 6-hour plane flight, but can't. That's my choice. I mean, if I can't go to sleep, whatever, for 6 hours. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. I just can't. But I can't, sleep like a baby next to a person who sleep on your shoulder and drool on your shirt. Yeah. Nasty. I can't do it. Sorry. I can't. Am I drooling on me? Nah. Only my little girl drool on me. Nobody else. Y'all with me? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, I want to explain something to the people that are out there listening to the show. Someone asked me the other day, is that, Frank, you had anybody call into the show? Well, not that particular day, but I always say no. Because people feel like they're talking in front of a lot of people, although it's just you and me bumping back and forth. It's like we're on the cell phone together. It's like you and me on the cell phone together, except that we're on the air, we're broadcasting, of course. But I want you guys to look at it as you and I conversating one-on-one on the phone. You call me on the phone, and we're talking. Whenever you call into the show, think about it just that way. And I don't mind if you guys call into the show and just say, hey, Frank, this is Ty. I just wanted to let you know, I was listening to your show, man. Like, I appreciate it, Ty. Take care. Ty's not on the air anymore, but Ty's still listening to the show. I don't mind that. Actually, I'd enjoy that. You know, I might ask Ty the question, but not much because I understand where Ty's coming from. But although, you know, you may have a 1,000 people listening to the show or something like that, or 500 people listening to the show, more than 1,000 people listening to the show, whatever. We're just talking amongst each other. You know, we aren't doing anything bad. Call into the show. Don't be shy. Because I am. I'm shy. But I like doing the show because I like to, put out information. If I have some information that I feel is good information, then I'll share it with you. But if I have bad information, of course, I'm not going to share that with you. And I wanted to say happy birthday to Willie Miles, one of my coworkers. He just turned 21 years old, and he's hopefully having a good time today and going to do some good stuff. So, happy birthday, Will, and be careful, bud. So, 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, would you rather be caught lying about your age or about how much money you make? Would you rather be caught lying about your age or lying about how much money you make? I'd rather be caught lying about my age. I mean, I don't lie about my age a lot, but sometimes I lie about my age. But I'm usually kidding when I lie about my age. If somebody really asked me, you know, how old I was, was how old I am, I'd tell them, you know, you thought I was going to tell you right there. Would you rather have a 6-inch second toe or a 6-inch thumb? No plastic surgery allowed. Would you rather have a 6-inch second toe or a 6-inch thumb? Man, you know what? When you look at your, if you look at your hand and you put your hand in front of your face like a stop sign, the thumb, if it was 6 inches, it would be just about as long as, you know, the length of your hand as far as getting up to the top of your fingers. So, in other words, your thumb would be as long as your fingers are when your hand is in this position. But when you, like, you know, turn a different way, then your thumb, you know, might poke you in the eye. But, you know, if you make a fist, then you're going to have that real long thumb sticking out and might poke yourself in the eye. But if you have it like a stop sign, then the thumb would be just as long as the hand. So I got to say I'd rather have a 6-inch thumb. Okay? That 6-inch second toe would be a doozy. Would you rather be a cyclops with only one eye or have a 6-foot long tail? I'd rather have a 6-foot long tail and be walking around with one eye. Would you rather be known for being cheap or for being a crybaby? I'd rather be known for being cheap. Ain't no crybaby. Would you rather tell someone famous that his or her fly is open, or have someone famous tell you your fly is open? I'd rather be the one to tell someone famous that their fly is open. My fly was open around somebody that was famous, and they told me that my fly was open. See, a lot of people going to be paying attention to what they doing and saying. So if somebody famous came up to me and said, hey, Frank, your fly is open. See, everybody listening to that, whatever he's saying or she's saying. And I'm like, oh, my God, turn my back, pull my fly up, and turn back around. But if I tell somebody famous that their fly is open, nobody will probably be listening too much. And they can hear me say that, and they can zip up real quick and keep doing what they're doing. So I'd rather tell them. Would you rather be way too tan in a gross, unhealthy way, or always wear way too much gold jewelry? I'd rather wear too much gold jewelry. Yeah. Would you rather have a complete set of removable dentures, or a full set of fang-shaped teeth? Have a complete set of removable dentures or a full set of fang-shaped teeth. Eesh. I don't know. I guess if you had the full-length fang-shaped teeth, you could probably get some parts in some horror movies. Maybe. Complete set of removable dentures, I'd rather have. Would you rather starting now grow 1/2 inch every year, or shrink 1/2 inch every year? Shrinking 1/2 inch every year, that wouldn't be good. Growing 1/2 inch every year wouldn't be good. Shoot. I say growing then. 1/2 inch every year. So thank you guys for listening to the show. We have about a minute left in the show. Our show today was being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, or corporate accounting, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with any and all of your needs. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. Again, thank you guys for listening to the show. Have a great weekend. I'll see you guys on Monday, same time, 6:30 p.m., right here on the Frank Williams Show.